This is Dr. Mejia, the team for the patient Jose Ramos, Ramos Medical Records 14874, 1930, 1966, referred to physician Maria Harrington, procedure performed, colonoscopy and EGD, secondary procedure, biopsy, snare card polypectomy, date of the procedure, February 25th, 2022, indications, weight loss, screening for colon cancer, post-op diagnosis, impression 1, internal hemorrhage, number 2. Diverticulosis coli number 3, 2 colon polyps number 4, for your preparation. Next number, normal PNAGD, per paragraph, definite section, second portion of the duodenum. For the EGD, CECOM for the colonoscopy, complications, non-immediately, medication as per monitor anesthesia care. Withdrawal time was 8 minutes, preparation was fair, per paragraph. Open procedure as per double template, per paragraph, findings, oropharynx appear normal, per paragraph, esophagus appear normal, per paragraph, stomach. Stomach appeared normal, biopsy taken from antrum and body had H. pylori, per paragraph. Duodenum D1, D2 appeared normal. Biopsy taken from second portion of the duodenum from last celiac disease, per paragraph. Colonoscopy findings and rectum. Internal hemorrhoids, sigmoid descending colon. Sigmoid descending colon, scattered reticulosis present, per paragraph. In the rectum, there's a sigmoid colon, there's a diminished pole about 2 or 3 millimeters, removed by co-biopsy polypectomy, per paragraph. Spleen flexure appear normal, per paragraph. Transverse colon, hepatic flexure appear normal, per paragraph. In the hepatic flexure, there's a C-cell polyp about 1 centimeter removed by snare card polypectomy, per paragraph. Face any colon cecum appear normal, per paragraph. Recommendations 1, for the pathology reports, number 2, high fiber diet, 3, fiber supplementation, 4, monitor clinically. Next number, repeat colonoscopy in 3 years. Next number, follow up in GI office in 2 to 3 weeks. Next number, we'll consider CT scan, abdomen, and pelvis to evaluate for weight loss period. End of dictation.